Social exclusion is becoming an increasingly serious problem in some parts of the country. According to statistics, the number of excluded localities has doubled in the past decade, with over 115,000 people now living in poverty in 600 such localities. To find out more about the problem and what's being done to combat social exclusion, I spoke with Deputy Human Rights Minister Martina Stepankova, who supervises the work of the government agency for social inclusion.
Yeah, I would say it's true that the number of people living in socially excluded localities is rising because many people are falling into poverty generally, and also the many programs which are aimed at desegregation and social inclusion were not successful enough to include people into the majority society. So now we have more socially excluded localities. One reason is that the number of people in social exclusion was increasing in last years, and also that many social localities were divided into smaller localities. So the approximate number of people living in social localities in 2006 was about 270, and now the socially excluded locality has approximately 180 people. So now we have more socially excluded localities with less people living in them, but the problem is that the socially excluded localities are in smaller cities, and of course smaller cities has bigger problem to tackle social exclusion.
You said that the programs for social inclusion haven't been working very well. Why not?
Yeah, it's very difficult to say, but many people who live in a socially excluded localities have very low education, they are long-term unemployed, and to change the situation of those people needs more time. So we talk even maybe about the generation which we need to give children who live in those localities better education than for them to be successful in on labor market. And also the measures that are taken has to be more synchronized. So that's what we try to do, to prepare strategic plans with localities or municipalities in all important areas as housing, employment, education, safer environment around the social localities. So it's necessary to implement strategies which synergize also all measures in those areas.
Well, you work closely with 36 towns now, I understand. Where have you made progress, and what is proving difficult?
The Agency for Social Inclusion has worked so far with over 70 municipalities. We work with 36 this year, and what we was successful in this year, we were able to prepare strategic plans with about 10 municipalities this year, which includes all important areas. And now we are preparing projects to apply for support from the European funds to help implement those projects in those municipalities in areas as employment, education, and housing. So far, there were some small successes, but we would like to synergize all those effects to really be able to change social excluded areas into included locality, or to change the lives of those people living in this locality.
Can you maybe say which areas you have been successful in? Is it employment? Is it social services?
Yeah, for example, in social services, we were able to help social service providers get money because it's necessary to have a really massive social work if we want to change something. So when we come into the municipality, into town, village, where there's no social service, we try to find some social service provider who would like to provide the social service also in socially excluded areas. So it is very important that we try to cooperate with other local stakeholders and find solution, for example, how to find work or how to deal with housing and, for example, to find better housing and how can also municipalities find a better solution of housing for people who don't have enough money and who also have lack of some housing skills, I would say.
Well, the government this week, just this week, approved a plan for the creation of social housing. How far will this help your effort when it comes about?
Yeah, I think it's a really, really huge success, I would say, and it's a great step because now we start, or the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs will start prepare law on social housing, and it should bring massive change into housing policies, how to deal with people and how to provide housing people who don't have enough income to pay for housing and also have, for example, social skill, not enough social skill to live in a housing without any problems with neighbors. So the strategy brings three types of housing. One is like crisis housing, which is for people from street who don't have any housing. The second is social housing, which will be connected with social work. So that this is, for example, people who don't have who are long-term unemployed, who have social problems. So the housing in a social flat will be connected with social work. And the third step is like probably normal housing, which is aimed for people who have all skills but just don't have enough income to pay regular rent on the market.
So more affordable housing. Would you say that the lack of social housing in this country could have contributed to the steep rise in the number of socially excluded localities?
Yes. I would say yes, it contributed to this problem because there is not enough solution how to help people who have problems with their housing, and also some municipalities don't have any flat, so they are not even able to provide any social flat to people who are in need, and also they don't have enough strategies and also enough funds how to finance flats and how to help those people, how to work with them and what kind of housing provide them.
According to an analysis just out, municipalities, city councils, town halls are to blame for a third of all excluded localities, that they actually help create them. Can you explain what is happening? Do you agree with that? And can you tell us what is happening?
Yeah, I think it was mainly problem in the previous years where many municipalities moved together people who had social problems. I would not say it's such a problem in last years, but I would say that municipalities don't have enough skills and also enough money to change the situation now, and also some municipalities or even many don't have even any will to change the situation. So it also can contribute to the situation which we have now. So to change the situation, on one hand, you need good practices, good programs, good system. You need financial support from state, from for example, European funds. But on the other hand, you also need a political will to change the situation in the town, in the municipality, by local politicians.
And do you lack goodwill on the part of municipalities? Is this a problem?
I think it's a problem with some municipalities, but I would say that the situation is really changing, which is also a good example. The good example of it is the Agency for Social Inclusion, which cooperated in last years with over 70 municipalities. Now we have over 30 which are in active cooperation, and now we open call for new cooperation, and we have municipalities asking us how to write the application, because they want to cooperate with agency and want to solve the problem in their towns. So I would say I'm quite optimistic, and I would say that the situation is changing, and more local politicians behave responsibly and try to change the situation, because they realize that's not the solution if they don't want to do nothing.